1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. President Biden is in Atlanta this weekend in search of votes from black Americans. CBS's Christian Benavides says the president needs all the votes he can get.
President Joe Biden is focusing on reaching young voters and black voters. Polling this week by the New York Times, Philadelphia Inquirer, and Siena College shows him trailing Trump in five key swing states, including in the battleground state of Georgia. Yolanda Hutchings voted for Biden in 2020.
I see people being angry. They're angry at Biden. They're angry at Trump. And that's what's so scary about the future.
Biden's opponent, former President Donald Trump, spoke at the annual convention of the National Rifle Association on Saturday. CBS's Jake Rosen was there.
Donald Trump was endorsed by the NRA for the third straight presidential cycle here in Dallas. They were one of the groups that put him over the edge in 2016. Obviously, the biggest and most influential gun rights group in the country, even with their controversies and legal problems, still stands strong among those Republican voters that Donald Trump needs to turn out.
As Houstonians clean up from the severe thunderstorms that pounded their city on Thursday, pets are lost and vulnerable. Here's KHOU-TV reporter Katira Winfrey.
In just one day, people have delivered a menagerie of animals to the Wildlife Center of Texas.
But the best thing that we can do is get them to a licensed rehabilitator.
Wildlife Center staff and volunteers have already been caring for several hundred animals, and it's the springtime, so a lot more animals are having babies. But with the storms, chances are you're going to see a lot more little ones out there who need help.
I was staying in one of the hardest hit areas. There was trees down everywhere. Pretty much every house had a tree on the ground. There's going to be animals underneath those branches.
It was a thrilling run at the Preakness Stakes on Saturday, says sports reporter Erica Herskovich.
On a rainy, muddy track, a horse owned by 2,570 shareholders won the second leg of the Triple Crown.
But Wade Lucas has got it! Sees the gray! Wins the Preakness! Oh, my!
Larry Colmus with a call on NBC. Sees the gray won Saturday's 149th Preakness Stakes at Pimlico Park in Baltimore, denying Mystic Dan of a Triple Crown.
Indeed, Kentucky Derby winner Mystic Dan did come in second. Six people have been killed, 10 injured in an early Saturday morning crash in Idaho Falls, Idaho. Police say a pickup crossed the center line of U.S. Highway 20 and crashed into a passenger van, killing the van's driver and five passengers at the scene. Nine other passengers in the van and the driver of the pickup were hospitalized. State police haven't said where the people in the van were headed. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. And happy Saturday evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Carbon 4 Brewing. Located on Madison's east side, making high-quality beers with the best ingredients. Visit their tap room to try exclusive creations by their brewers and sampling local snacks and live music. Carbon4.com. And by Herbal Aspect. Three Madison locations, Winnebago Street, University Avenue, and Gammon Road. You can also order online at HerbalAspect.com. Let's kick tonight off with some brand new music from a band that joined us last week on the show, Betsy Ayn and the Well-Known Strangers. This is One Drop, their brand new one. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. We'll be right back.
wanna give you all of me. But you take, you take, you take, you take, you take what you need. Let's stand naked in the middle of the daylight. And there's no stars to hide our scars in. You will love what you see if you drain all your loves onto me. I see you creeping in at my back door, but I leave the light on. You say you're trying to save me, kick up the gasket with what you gave me. I see you creeping in at her back door, she leave the light on. Act like you're some kind of savior, kick up the gas and talk to a container. I see you creeping in at my back door, but I leave the light on. You say you're trying to save me, kick up the gasket with what you gave me. I see you creeping in at her back door, she leave the light on. Act like you're some kind of savior, kick up the gas and talk to a container.
Again, and you pull me near, you wrap your face on mine, and I might have been whispering at the time, but I felt like I was screaming in your ear. Be well and take care. Get up, put on my best vest, and I peel myself out the door. Any use in being clever here? They have heard it all before, and I guess it's in my shot in hell. I guess this is my saving grace. If I can make it here, if I can make it here, I can make it. I couldn't make it to any place. Get up, get up, get up, get up now. Get up, get up, get up, get up now. Get up, get up, get up, get up now. Get up, get up. Look at all them cool kids and all of that young hot blood, spit dripping from their lips. They're just waiting to show you what they're made of. And I may be late to this beautiful game that is always defying me. I play along like your favorite song. them cool kids and all of that young hot blood spit dripping from their lips. It reminds me
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music with Betsy Aid and the Well-Known Strangers. That is Get Up. Before that, a double dip of Betsy Aid and the Well-Known Strangers. We heard One Drop. That was brand new. Just released, I believe, yesterday.
Ah, well, wait
we
a minute.
Debuted it last week.
Yes, that's what
you're
going to say.
Here on Max Inc. Radio. Good evening, everybody. Welcome. Oh, by the way, there's a good podcast of their interview. It's up at maxincradio.com. Mm-hmm. Grab that right now.
They're a lot of fun.
I hope you're all having a great evening. Happy Saturday to you. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker and Terry Barr.
Hello.
Original local music until midnight tonight. How you all doing?
Good. How are you,
good,
Jimmy Kay?
It's a beautiful day outside.
Yes.
I got to State Street about 3:45.
Did you wander?
I did. I wandered down two blocks to the Irish pub.
I had wandered.
I should have guessed.
Like he didn't know he was going there.
I know. We'll see where I end up.
One of my places that I've done pre-radio, grab something to eat and have a cocktail was Nick's Restaurant. And
oh, I love
they're closed
Nick's.
Now.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
My husband did a story there right before they closed.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, he said, we got to get there. And
what a run, though. Especially on State Street for, what, 50-some years?
Mm-hmm.
They were
same
there.
Same family.
Same family. It's pretty amazing, that's for sure.
Nick's will miss you, though. Man.
And they're not reopening anywhere else. It's just
no.
They're done.
They're done. They're out of the business. River has a New Mexican restaurant is moving into the space where Nick is.
Yep.
I'm excited about that because that means tacos and margaritas.
Oh, there we go.
Two steps from the studio doors here.
Like when we have a tornado warning, now we just go there.
Yes, exactly.
Tacos for tornadoes.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We would love to hear from you.
Yeah, and text us, too. We love when you text us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the easy way out, actually. You can ask us any silly questions, and you don't even have to talk to us about it.
Yeah, yeah. We got a humdinger of a show for you tonight. Rocker, tell the people what's coming up.
Jimmy Bohemian Bauble, Tammy Reschke, she's going to be here to talk about cicada jewelry. I was wondering, right? I was wondering, is it jewelry that's made to look like cicadas,
yes,
or is it jewelry made out of cicadas?
Well, maybe I should let you be the one that asked for that, because when I was still working in Cincinnati, we had one of the 17-year broods.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen anything like it. It's as loud, as they say. So that's why I kind of said, well, it's kind of like cicadas sing a song.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have much else to do. They sing a song. They come out of the ground. They have, you know what, and they die.
Well, you know, I saw a guy on YouTube and I was looking for some sounds.
Oh, good. Thank you.
They're edible.
They are.
I saw this guy eating. He was like, and his face didn't look bad. He was like,
I had it in
good.
A cookie.
What? People eating bugs are just, this is way beyond me.
Well,
I don't know.
Bad.
I'll be doing it soon.
I was anchoring the noon show and I didn't get a choice because I didn't know they were bringing cicada cookies. So it's one of those either eat it and look dumb or don't eat it and look even worse.
So how was it?
I don't know that I'd eat it again.
Did you say that was on the news?
Yeah, it was during a TV noon show, yes. I did.
You're on
say,
TV? Are you going to do it?
They didn't even ask. It's like, we brought some cicada cookies because it was such a big deal.
Oh, my.
And so the person, chomp, 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 and I'm like, oh, no. And then I think I had a leg stuck in my tooth.
You know, if the jewelry's made out of the actual cicada, there has to be something done to stop the...
decapitation.
Yes, right.
I can't even say the
word. Varnish, you know, about it. Yeah.
Varnish and super glue does it every time.
Yeah.
Oh, we also have Whammy VP Ron Books. He's going to be talking to us on the phone because they're up in Green Bay right now partying right at the bar tonight. It's Whammy weekend and the Whammy award ceremony
Sunday
is tomorrow.
Fun day.
And Terry and I are going to be there on the red carpet.
Are we going to talk to
backstage,
Jimmy Kay?
Presenting. We'll
give
be calling
call.
In.
Awesome.
We'll be calling in from the red carpet. And then live in the lair tonight, Carly Cooper. She is in. She is a Sony APM music signed artist. So that's going
to
be pretty great.
I can't
We're
wait
gonna
to
hear
more.
Her music and her story. Mm-hmm. Max Inc. Americana. I'm sorry, Max Inc. After Hours with Rob Roberts at 10 p.m. till midnight. And then, of course, Max Inc. Americana Sunday and Monday morning. 4 to 6 a.m.
Good morning. Hey, are you excited about the Mallards kicking off their season?
Yeah, I love weekend? Baseball.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. May 28th, they're going to be playing the Eau Claire Express. We're coming after you, Eau Claire. We're going to beat you. I only brought this up, though, because the Mallards, they, you know, each team, they have like a bat boy or bat girl to retrieve the bat after a hit or whatever. Mm-hmm. The Mallards, they have a bat dog. It's a German Shepherd.
No kidding.
His name is Maverick.
Oh, that's perfect.
I'm looking at a picture of Maverick right now, and he's a handsome shepherd. Absolutely handsome. So his trainer, I guess, trained him over the offseason to go out and retrieve the bat and bring it back. And he's like a star at it. So if you needed another reason to go to a Madison Mallards game at Warner Park, here's your reason right
People
here.
People are going
to
dig that.
I heard the Eau Claire team might be bringing squirrels.
Oh, and then what would they bring from Green Bay? Because they play Green Bay too. Oh, boy.
Cicadas. More cicadas for Maverick. What do you think of the bat-fetching dog at the Mallards games here? Love to hear your opinion on that. 844-967-2789. Let's do some electric spanking. Like this band is a little funky. It's Good People. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
People get up, stand up, and let your voices be heard. Before the lines between you and man, they become too blue. When you speak out the truth, they may call you crazy and deranged. They take you away and have you socially rearranged. They want the rest of us to believe. And if you don't keep a strong mind, it's easy to deceive. But it's a goodness inside yourself that will set you apart. Just gotta let it show that you have got it deep inside your heart. So we have the Lord. But to keep moving up, we got to raise our mental elevation. So that there are more good people than there are bad people. So good people take over the world. There are more good people than there are bad people. So good people take over the world.
Electric Spanking, Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight with Pink Halo.
Hey, we're getting closer now. Running in tandem with each other till we reach the top. Stay a little longer now. I swear your energy is simply divine.
Local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music with Automatic Lover and Helena. Pink Halo before that was Speed of Light. A couple awesome dancey type songs.
Oh,
for you.
I love it. Were you grooving?
My
moving
booty was
a little bit.
Shaking a little,
a little bit.
Yeah. 844-967-2789. Call or text us directly from the Civic Media app. Sherry from HorrorCon is listening right now. In reference to the cicada. About eating cicadas, she said.
Yeah, she's weighing in.
Yeah, you mean you would eat it after they wait 17 years for sex?
Uh huh.
So would you eat the cicada before they have sex or after?
Well, it's when they're done with their life.
Yeah,
basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, the cicada's dead. You're not eating them live.
No, that would be awful, wouldn't it?
I wouldn't do it.
You just I'm flat out no.
I'm not a bug eater.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was the other? Grasshoppers.
Yeah.
I've eaten a scorpion. Remember Ooh. Kenny with those scorpion shots?
Yes. I do remember your show.
Yeah.
Yes.
We made so many people have a scorpion shot.
And how did that go?
It was great because I never had one.
Oh.
Ever.
You got away without having one the entire time.
The entire time. What? Over our, 18 months, we were promoting a scorpion shot.
Yeah.
And people would eat them or have a scorpion shot on the radio with us. I never had a scorpion shot.
Good for you getting away with that.
Yeah.
Well, you better hope during the cicada season, nobody brings in any cicada cookies.
Well, I'm not going to eat
You're
them.
Just going to run away?
I can't eat cookies. I have an egg allergy.
Oh, there you go.
I have it out. Sherry, thanks for listening tonight.
Yeah, thanks, Sherry. You got us laughing
out loud.
In fact,
she just texted back. She wouldn't eat them either.
Thank you.
Yeah. By the way, shout out to HorrorCon. I actually just drove through HorrorCon on my way to Kettle Moraine and back.
Yeah.
We stopped at the, what is it called? Mother's Day Restaurant, right in downtown HorrorCon.
Oh, cool.
Had some ice cream there. It was pretty cool.
Nice.
It's always Mother's Day there.
Isn't that great, though? Yeah, you got to love that, especially in the downtowns, the good old downtowns.
So tomorrow is the Whammies in Green Bay at the Epic Invent Center. All the deserving artists around the state of Wisconsin, they're going to get their awards, be awarded for their hard work. Who are you excited to meet tomorrow, Terry, while you're there?
Who do I want to meet? I am looking forward to, because I've only had the chance to interview them by Zoom, 7,000 Apart.
Yes.
Because they are up for a number of awards, so I'm looking forward to seeing them. And real quick backstory, he's from Green Bay. She is from, I always get this wrong, Finland. And
I thought it was Stockholm, Sweden.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look that up.
I know they were in Stockholm. I'm not sure if that's her home.
No, then you are correct. So she's from Stockholm. She was a foreign exchange student into the Green Bay School District. That's how they met, formed a band, and now they're married, too.
Yeah, they're married.
Isn't that cute?
And they actually have a full band.
Oh, yeah.
They perform as a duo, but in their new video for Started a Fire, they have a full band behind them. I was kind of shocked
so
about that.
So good. And this will also be the first time our friend, show friend, Dave Adler, who is the lead of Steely Dane, he has a new tribute band for Supertramp, and they are playing tomorrow night. They have played maybe one show a month since January. Every single one is sold out.
Amazing. Is there anything Dave Adler can't do?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think so.
I have come to the realization he is just something.
And is the show going to be live streamed at all? Or
We believe that Rocker and I are going to be a part of that, but I wish I could tell you more, so we'll have to tell you tomorrow night, and can let everybody know.
Or we can ask Ron when he calls
Let's do that. In fact, I'm going to make myself a note here to ask him.
The 42nd annual Whammy Awards.
First time in Green Bay.
Whammy Awards. Get more information at whammy.org, WAMI.org. Congratulations to all the nominees for the Whammies. This is Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Broth, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
I'm Ann.
And I'm Dave.
We're the hosts of Our House Concerts, and we've been presenting concerts in our 100-year-old bungalow and in our backyard on Madison's Near East Side for more than a decade. We recently hosted our 90th concert.
And we love supporting musicians and sharing music with our audiences. Come on over to Our House and join us for a house party with great friends, great music, and lots of cold beer.
Here's what's coming up this spring and summer in our backyard. Saturday, July 20th, we've got blues guitarist Ruth Wyand from North Carolina.
And on Saturday, August 10th, Mike Vitale, a singer-songwriter from L.A., comes into town.
Email us at anndave, A-N-N-E-D-A-V-E, at chorus.net, or text 608-335-7909 to reserve your seats and get all the info. See you at our house.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Saturday night across Wisconsin. Good evening, everybody. Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. Terry, we're talking about eating insects. And it is that time of year, you know?
Oh, it's the song of the cicada, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me welcome to the show so everybody doesn't think, well, anybody thinks that already, Jimmy K, that we've lost our minds a long time ago.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Tammy Reschke, so happy to have you joining us. Tammy is the owner of the Bohemian Bobble, a wonderful artist-filled local small business in the Madison area. Tammy, thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
Did you like our cicada song?
I did, very much.
So I got to ask you, Tammy, have you ever eaten a cicada?
No, I don't really think I would ever consider it.
No. Okay.
Good.
No.
Yeah.
I'm with you there.
Maybe a grasshopper.
Oh, Jimmy K just said he wouldn't even do that. Yeah.
Yeah, I would do something smaller maybe, but not a cicada.
Yeah.
When they've been baking down there for like 17 years.
I know. I know their purpose. I feel so sorry. They bake down there. They come up here. They sing their song, do their thing, and die.
Yep. They lead an actual, 17 years underground. That's a good life for an insect, right?
I guess.
Are they dormant while they're underground, or are they doing things?
Well, I'm not a cicada expert. I just like to paint them.
Mm-hmm.
I know some things about cicadas. I've been researching more this year because of the double brood.
I know. It's so exciting.
It really is. I really, really hope we get to see some here in Madison.
Yes.
I'm not sure we will. What I've been reading makes it sound like maybe Lake Geneva.
Oh, we're going to have to drive then. Let's hop in the car.
We might, and I totally will. Yeah. But we'll be lucky if we see them here in Madison.
Okay.
In your research, what is the most surprising or the most eye-opening fact about cicadas that you found?
The vibration that they make is like, it's so loud. I can't remember what they likened it to. Like, it's very loud.
They say it's close to a blender sound.
Yeah, that's what I've read. That little guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I've witnessed it when I was in Cincinnati. We had the 17-year brood there. Huge.
Yeah.
And they were everywhere. People were screaming and running with their umbrellas over their heads so they didn't fall in their hair. And I loved it, as you know, because that's why I got a hold of you, Tammy. You are making some gorgeous Cicada Jewelry right now. When did you start doing that, and why, aside of that you love the cicadas as much as I do?
Yeah, it started, I actually looked back when I knew I was going to be talking to you, I guessed 10 years, and I dug deep into the Facebook photos, and it was, in fact, 10 years ago that my first cicada showed up. And how I started with them was I actually started working with octopi, and people were really digging those. And I was like, well, that's cool. If they like octopuses, maybe they will also like cicadas. So that's kind of how I made a transition from octopi to cicada.
How about that? Now, you are in the midst of a show this weekend, and how's that going so far? I know you've got all day again on Sunday, but then how's the show going today on Saturday?
It was great. I rolled out a couple of new cicada items this year, one of which is a brooch, which I'm trying to call a brooch, like B-R-O-O-D. I didn't know if people would get it, but they seem to get it.
Oh, you have good humor.
It's just kind of hard to say. Oh, I really love your brooch. But I think I'm going to keep using that. So those were very popular today. I have new keychains. Those were also popular. And the large cicada earrings are always a great seller. And then I rolled out some studs this year, and those have been fun as well. This is the first year ever, though, that I painted them in their natural-looking colors.
Oh, good for you. And I can't tell from any of the photos, how big are some of these items? Are they pretty decent-sized, like almost the size of a cicada?
The large earring ones are, but they're not heavy because they're kind of hollow underneath.
Okay.
They're about 2 inches long, the big ones. And with the legs, they're about an inch wide.
Wow.
But not too heavy. And then the studs are actually more substantial than the studs that I've been seeing around. So they're thick, they're fat, they like look like a bug. And those are about an inch long. And maybe a half an inch with the legs.
Okay. I've seen Bohemian Bauble. We're talking to Tammy Reschke, the owner of Bohemian Bauble. I've seen you set up at a couple of different festivals. So it seems that you really do enjoy supporting local and the festivals and for a good cause. And the music, too. How did you get started in deciding that this is kind of something you really wanted to do?
Well, when I had a corporate job for a long time, and I was doing making the jewelry on the side, and then I left the corporate job to do it full time, and I wanted to pick up more shows. And I mean, Madison has a really great community for makers, and so the street festivals really are where my people are at. So I've been doing Atwood Summerfest for probably, I think it's almost my 20-year anniversary.
Oh, yay! Good for you.
Yeah, and Willie Street Fair as well. I've been doing that a really long time. So those are two of my very favorite street festivals. There's just so much. There's so many things to do in Madison if you're an artist. It's really wonderful.
Oh, I'm glad to hear
I'm gonna
it.
Have to find you during Atwood Fest.
Oh yes,
because I get
please do.
I get to MC the Madison Heritage Stage over by Shanks Corners, and I walk the road all the time.
I know you do. Yeah.
Where's your booth gonna be at? Do you know, or where have you been in previous years?
The same spot a couple of years, but it's never a guarantee. So I won't know until the morning of, but I will definitely post about it.
Excellent. Excellent.
Post and boast, and we'll be looking for you. Where else can we find you? How can we, kind of see what you're up to, or maybe order that cicada something for a special someone?
Yeah. So I'm in like 8 local shops. Can you believe it?
Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations. Yep.
Yeah, they won't all have cicada jewelry. I haven't put it out there yet. Okay. I'm kind of selling it first, and but some of the cicadas will land in some of my shops. But Booth 121 has a really big selection of most things that I make. Little Luxuries has a lot of earrings. Zip Dang has earrings. Olbrich Garden has earrings.
Ooh,
Regal Find has kind of a hodgepodge of stuff of mine. Orange Tree Imports has some earrings. Paoli Art Shop in Paoli, which I really, really recommend. It's a hop in town these days.
Oh, no kidding.
John at Paoli Art Shop has a small stock of my earrings. So, yeah, I mean, they're around. And, yes, if anybody, I took some cicada orders today, if I didn't have a color that they wanted or whatever. I'm open to that. So people can always send me an email or message me through my Facebook or Instagram.
Is this the first year you've done cicadas? And then, or have you done cicadas in the past? And do you only do it on the years that they come out?
No way, man. I do them every year for the last 10 years. But
amazing.
This is the first year that I painted them in their natural colors.
Yes.
Usually I use what I'm calling fantasy colors. So, you know, absolutely any color and blending colors. And I've done tie-dye versions. Oh. I did a Northern Lights version this time around because the Northern Lights were here.
Yeah. Oh, so hang on to one of those.
I have so many colors of paints, and I mix them, so it's really limitless with the color.
Tammy, thanks for sharing your art with all of us, and what really got me, because I know you do great stuff. I've seen your stuff, but when I saw Cicada, that was it. You had me at Cicada.
Yeah. I appreciate you being a fan.
Absolutely, and I'm going to hunt you down so I can get my own Cicada, so thank you.
Tammy,
you come find me.
I will.
Tammy, give us your website one more time and how people can connect with you.
My website is mostly informational, but it's www.bohobobble.com. The best way to catch me is the Bohemian Bobble on Facebook.
Yes.
Or Instagram.
Perfect.
Awesome. Hey, have fun this cicada season. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tammy.
Let's do some
Thanks,
heavy
Terry.
Looks. This is Shake Me Up. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Shake Me Up, Heavy Looks on Max Inc. Civic Media. We are local music. Thanks to Tammy Reschke for calling in, telling us about the Cicada Jewelry. How cool is that? Coming up here in just a couple of minutes, we'll have a double dip, brand new Marston for you. He sent me a song, and I can't wait to play it for you.
He's always got good stuff.
Yes, he does. It's Marston for a double dip. Terry, we have Armin here.
Yes.
Did I say that? Armin?
Yep, Aram.
Aram. How you doing tonight, Aram?
Good, how are you?
You're a photographer here in Madison.
Right.
And you were just telling us you're just kind of getting your game, getting your foot into the door with photography here in Madison. What do you like to shoot?
Honestly, everything. I mean, I just showed Terry my my Instagram. My Instagram bio is life through my camera.
It's gorgeous.
It's just kind of everything. More recently, I've been tapping into concert photography. But really everything I love to shoot. I just like capturing the world through my lens, capturing people in their everyday lives. I like to sometimes just go down like State Street and take pictures of people in their candid everyday lives.
Yeah, he's got some great scenery photos.
I was looking over your shoulder at some of the live concert shots. Mm-hmm. And it has to be hard shooting a live concert with all different lights.
Because you can't control what's going
100%,
on.
100%, yeah. I mean, sometimes you just kind of like hope for the best, because obviously the lights, especially the last show I was at this past Wednesday at Portugal the Man, the lighting was amazing, but at times it was difficult for the camera to work its magic because it was just flashing lights or smoke blowing right into my face. But no, it's a cool experience, a learning curve. But yeah, I love doing it.
If people want to check out your work, where do they do that at?
They can check me out at Aram Agababian on Instagram. It's hard to spell. It's Aram Agababian.
Do you mind if we share it?
Yeah, go.
Okay,
for it.
We'll share it too. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
He's here to take some photos of us tonight. That poor guy.
You're shooting the layer, right?
Yep. Yeah.
All right. No fancy lights. No smoke machine. Right, here. Right.
You are in control tonight.
Awesome.
Thank you, Aram. Appreciate
thank you so
you.
Much.
Yeah. Thank you.
That double dip is coming your way in just a couple of minutes. We'll do some listening party in the meantime. But right now, the flavor that kills is Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Dream. 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 I see my troubles following me on down the river into the sea. I can see it in cages and corners and caves. It's everywhere I go. Feel it in my bones. Head out to Cleveland to leave it behind, but you can buy freedom with nickels and dimes. Trying to leave it, but it's everywhere. Shadows, it's getting rowdy, but I gotta keep on keeping from my own way, or I might never make a change. So tell your mother, tell her that you love her. Oh my. Should have seen this coming.
It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey there. This is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. All right. I was reading a recent report in the Journal of Consumer Affairs, which I assume is how you also spend your weekend. And I read this article about how using a budget makes people feel better about their money, even when they still don't have as much money as they need or want. But the folks who would most benefit from using a budget are also the least likely to use one. Budgeting doesn't bring more money in the door, but it does help us know where our money goes, helps us make better spending choices, and it helps us feel more in control of our money. And that feeling is where financial security starts. Take that first step or that next step toward feeling better about your money. I've got a video that can help you get started. Just go over to Work Money Media on YouTube. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.